Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm so glad to have you with us today. The first radio program of 2020. Glad to have you with us. Hope to be on here a long time more. Our 21st year here on KFBK. Good morning, good evening. My name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your host here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. How in the world do we take care of mom? How do we deal with the 5 years she's going to spend needing care? How are we going to deal with the unbelievable costs? How do we deal with the politics of all of this where seniors in California no longer matter? I'll talk about that in a little bit. You're going to think I'm making this stuff up, but I'm not. Glad to have you with us. Remember a couple things I have to get out of the way up front. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about, and that's becoming harder and harder and harder to find. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't mean anything, but I have one. I have to tell you that because this show might be secretly trying to sell you insurance. You know, there's a lot of financial shows all over and ads and everything. They couch it in all kinds of different terms, but at the end of the day, there's a product involved. There's no product involved here, folks. It's my knowledge and what's in my head and my ability to manage the minefield that is dealing with the issues of aging. I have a legal document assistant license. I've had one since 04 that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. Been doing it now for 15 years. Glad to be here. That legal document assistant license is recorded in Sacramento County, California. So is my bond. And allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request, such as trusts, powers of attorney, advanced healthcare directives, HIPAA authorizations, deeds, those kinds of things. It also entitles me to do a lot of other stuff involving court work and probates and that kind of stuff, but I don't do that kind of stuff. I can refer you out if you need that done. Glad to have you. What else? I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. I'm not a tax expert. Go talk to a tax expert. And everything I talk about here is intended to be and is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. My opinion is usually pretty good, especially as it pertains to the issues of aging. You know, I don't even know where to start. First of all, Happy New Year. I hope you've had a great year. For those of you that have been listening to me for a year and haven't done anything, now's your chance. I have two upcoming workshops this month. On January the 18th and on January the 25th. January the 18th and January the 25th. You can sign up for those workshops in two ways. They're both the same. They both are free. They will both last a little more than an hour, and they are both entirely on the issues of aging. How do I make wise decisions? You know, it's one thing to plan for death. What if I don't die? What if I spend 5 years dying? Or 3 years? Or 2 years? What if I spend years needing long-term care? What if I spend $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 taking care of mom or dad? I just did a redetermination, folks, on someone who's been in a nursing home for 5 years. Now, how much money do you think that family has saved in 5 years because they picked up the phone or came to one of my workshops or did something to make a difference? I can tell you right now, last year alone, I easily saved families $5 million, maybe more. I don't know. It's a lot. In my career, I have probably saved families $100 million. $80 million. I don't know, it's a lot of money. But it's money that they didn't spend on long-term care. It's money that stayed in the family. It's money that went to loved ones. It's money that wasn't lost to the state of California. It was money that didn't go to the corporate owners and the core of a corporate chain of facilities. It went and stayed in the family. So as the new year blossoms, you have a choice. You can keep listening to this show, and I'm glad you listened to this show, and I'm glad you're a part of this show. But you have a chance, again, while I'm still here, still alive, still kicking, still on the radio, to get up off your you-know-what and make a difference this year for your family. You can quit talking about it, or you can do something about it. You can drag the family into one of my workshops. You can get into my office, but you can make a difference. You actually have the choice of losing everything or saving everything. In the state of California right now, unlike most states, it's still your choice. You can choose to save everything. I think in the next year to two, we're going to implement rules that were put in place or passed, what, 8 years ago, 7 years ago? And at a recent meeting, the state announced that they're probably a year or two away from promulgating those regulations. And to tell you those regulations are bad would be an understatement. Every other state in the union is already using rules that we don't use in California, but that are coming. So this year, all of my radio programs and everything I do is going to be with a sense of urgency, because there's a 5-year look back coming. Not a 3-year. By the way, there's no 3-year look back. Not a 30-month look back. Not all the things you, but 5 years. 5 years of bank statements, 5 years of tax returns, 5 years of everything is coming. The state thinks it'll take them another year or 2 years to implement those, but they're coming. They've already been passed. They've already been through the... They're just sitting there, folks. If you go back into my old podcast and documents and all, those regulations exist. In fact, I'm the guy, I'm the only one in California, nobody else, that filed the Open Records Act that got those regulations released. It was me, not somebody else. It was me, not some organization. It was me. Organizations have taken credit for that, but it was me. And I'm telling you that the day is coming when the rules are going to change and it's going to be bad. And you will no longer have the choice of protecting everything you own. You will no longer have that choice. Now you can choose. You can choose to do the things and take the steps that will protect the home and the money and all of that kind of stuff. But those days, just as they did with the VA a year ago, those rules all changed. Vets used to be able to get a benefit called aid in attendance. Now it's almost impossible. And the rules that are coming, again, they've already been passed. They're already sitting there. They're just waiting to happen. As a result of the tax, the TRA, what, 06? So that's 10 years they've been sitting around waiting to get, and they're coming. The state has said in an open meeting that they expect that those will be promulgated within the next 1 to 2 years. So while you have me, you can keep listening to the program. You can keep ignoring my podcasts and not be on my newsletter and not sign up to be a subscriber to my website. Not come to one of my workshops and just stick your head in the sand and pretend that it's all going to be okay, because somehow your family is going to be the exception to the rule, because every family I know is touched by an elderly loved one who needs care at the end of their life. And care is expensive. And I'm here to tell you that there is, you've heard me talk about this on the air, you can believe me or not, but there is an open conspiracy, pardon me, between hospitals and nursing homes to do away with long-term care beds and only go to rehab. They're going to force more and more people into boarding cares that are unregulated for the most part. In fact, an article that I read on this show not long ago. Dozens of senior care homes, assisted living, broke labor laws, continue to get ignored. On average, boarding cares are inspected once every 5 years at the most. And that's where people are now being forced. It's harder and harder and harder to find a long-term care bed because of the conspiracy that goes on between hospitals and rehab centers and boarding cares. The stuff that goes on with placement agencies and all the things that I've been talking about over and over and over and over again until I'm literally blue in the face. But the day is coming when you will no longer have a choice. The state of California made it clear this year that there is going to be no money for seniors. The state of California just passed legislation that will grant Medi-Cal to around 150,000 undocumented residents of California, and they will get Medi-Cal with no asset test. All they have to do is meet an income test. Anyone, any undocumented person between 0 and age 26 will now be able to get Medi-Cal starting this year, with no proof of anything other than income. The state has budgeted almost $100 million for that. That's $100 million that will not go to the waiver program, will not go to PACE, will not go to IHSS, will not go to long-term care Medi-Cal, will not go to help out seniors. It's by the way, that's all they budgeted. I'm telling you, it's going to be at least 50% higher than that. So the legislature has made it clear in everything that they've done that seniors don't matter, that you're on your own. And when the new rules, you don't believe me, go look them up. They're open to public record now. I have them in my office. I have them on my computer. I wish I could read them to you, but they're, 75 pages long? And they're coming. And the state has made it clear that they're coming. And so you have a choice. And I'm going to repeat this half hour in the second half hour, and you should listen to it again. Because your choice right now to protect everything in your family will fast fade away. And for those of you that are 55 or 60, when it comes time for you, there's going to be nothing. There's going to be no safety net. So those of you that are 55 and 60 are looking at this and going, oh, it's not going to be a pay. I'll have Medicare. Well, Medicare doesn't pay for nursing homes. Medicare doesn't pay for assisted living. Medicare doesn't pay for boarding care. Medicare doesn't pay for in-home care. Medicare supplements don't pay for any of that, contrary to popular belief. And it's coming. I've been telling you this for 20 years. I told you when the new rules passed. As I said, I'm the one that got them via Open Records Act. Otherwise, the state was going to keep them secret. You're still going to have a tough time finding them. I'd send you a link, but you wouldn't understand the rules if you read them. I'm not putting you down for your intelligence, but you wouldn't understand them because they're based on prior rules and you would have to know all the prior rules. It's a topic of discussion that should be happening, but it's happening almost nowhere. I talked to one elder law attorney in California in the last week or two, who I think is the best elder law attorney in California. And we were talking about this in detail. And the free ride is coming to an end. And Californians, seniors, will no longer have a choice when it comes to how they're going to pay for long-term care. And for the most part, long-term care Medi-Cal will be a thing of the past. There are 13 million people on Medi-Cal in California, folks. It's soon to be almost 14 million people. One-third of the population of California. On any given day, less than 100,000 of those are in a nursing home on Medi-Cal. So you tell me where the money's going. It's not going to seniors. It's not going to the frail elderly. The waiver program, which helps pay for assisted living, is almost there's a waiting list that's years long. And there's very few assisted living facilities and boarding cares that are even on the waiver program. The future is not bright for those people who wait. So I guess this is a beginning of the year plea to pay attention. And I'm the only voice you're going to hear talking about it. You're not going to read it in the newspaper anywhere. You're not going to find it anywhere. You're not going to see it anywhere. You're not going to hear it anywhere except me and my website and one or two other people in the state of California. So this year, you have a choice. You still have a choice. You can take those steps necessary to protect what you worked a lifetime for. You can begin to take the steps necessary to protect homes and protect assets and do all the other things necessary. So then when grandma, a year from now or 2 years from now, needs a nursing home and you're staring down the barrel of a $120,000 a year bill, you will have taken the steps necessary to protect that. I can't make you do it. I can encourage you, but I can't make you do it. It's your choice. And if somehow you think your family's exempt, you're dancing through the graveyard. You're just pretending because it's happening to families all over the place. I just lost a very close friend of mine. We've been friends for 60 years. And the last 19 years of his life, he spent needing care. I know lots of people that have had MS and Parkinson's for 15, 20, 25, 30 years. Debilitating illnesses. I know lots of people with dementia who have had dementia for 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 10 years. And their families believe that somehow they're going to escape. I had a family in my office not long ago that one of the parents clearly has dementia. And they're just hoping it's all going to get better. I had two brothers in my office who sat there and just could not, with different families. Some of his family, some of her, the other brother's family, in-laws, and they just are hoping it's all going to work out because it's too difficult a subject for the family to talk about. It's important that you begin to understand how this really works. It's important that you understand what admission versus observation works, what and rehab and inpatient and outpatient and long-term care beds and rehab beds and assisted living and board and cares and what all of those mean and how they're financed and who's going to pay for them. And I'll guarantee you right now that 98% of you listening to me have no idea how to navigate that system. And the collusion that goes on between those organizations within that system to maximize their profits while cleaning out your bank account. And it's happening all over California. This is not just Sacramento. This is not just Sacramento County. This is not just Northern California. It's everywhere. Well, Bob, you're an alarmist. Yes, I'm alarmist. I'm an alarmist because I've seen what happens to families when they do nothing. I know what happens. I know what happens when mom is in the hospital and she should have gone to a nursing home, but they send her to a board and care and she winds up deteriorating there because she's getting no medical help. And then everybody's surprised when a year later they can't find a bed in a nursing home because there aren't any available. And they're sitting there paying $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month for assisted living. I know the reality of that. So here's the choice you have starting the year. Get out a piece of paper and a pencil. Don't do this if you're writing, driving down a road, and write it down. Write down my email, my website, assetsandaging.com. A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G. assetsandaging.com. Go there. Sign up for my workshop. I've got two coming up in January. On the 18th of January and on the 25th of January. They're limited to about 10 or 12 people because that's all my boardroom holds. It's all my conference room holds. You have to decide. If you can't get to one of those workshops, then get in to see me. The consultation is free. But the five-year look back is coming. The new rules are coming. They're already here. They just haven't been enforced. And the state has announced that within the next 1 to 2 years, they plan on implementing all of the Deficit Reduction Act of 2006, all those regulations that came out around 2008, 2009. They're there. They're waiting. And they're waiting to take your family by surprise. So who in your family do you know is failing? What is it, grandma? Is it a spouse? Is it grandpa? Is it your Aunt Tilly? Who is it? You still have the choice and you have the chance to make a difference as the new year starts. Or you can pretend that it's all just going to work out, that the long-term care fairy is going to come and spread some long-term care fairy dust, and your family is going to escape all of this. Your family is no different than all the other thousands of families that I've dealt with in the last 30 years. Yes, I said thousands. It's going to impact and attack your family. The other way you can get a hold of me if you don't have email is call my 800 number. Yes, it's an 800 number even if you're in Sacramento or Northern California. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Do you understand what probate is? Do you understand the difference between that and long-term care? Do you understand the difference between documents that deal with death and documents that deal with frailty and incapacity and incompetency? Do you understand the difference between death planning and frailty planning? They're completely, well, Bob, I have a plot. I don't care if you have a plot. That has nothing to do with long-term care. A plot is where you get buried after you're dead. After you spent 2 years in a nursing home and doled out $250,000, okay, so you've got a plot. How do you keep from spending the $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000? My all-time record, by the way, is $750,000 spent on care, and the family didn't need to spend one nickel of that, but they lost everything. Families lose houses. Families lose money. Families lose savings. Families lose legacies that they were going to leave to their children and grandchildren. You have the choice today to get on my website, assetsandaging.com, get in to see me, get into one of my workshops, either on the 18th or the 25th of this month, or get into my office and sit down and let's reason together and make sure you're not one of the legislature has spoken. Seniors and caring for the frail elderly is not a priority. People in assisted living, people in nursing homes don't vote. They don't have a lobby. They don't have a union. They don't vote. I don't care what anybody says. But today, you can make a difference for your family by simply going to my website, become a subscriber, listen to my archived podcasts, and when you become a subscriber, you'll get access to 20 videos. Go to my Facebook page and watch my Facebook live videos. Every week I do one. I just did one the other day. I did it on Christmas Day. I just did one 2 days ago. And go to facebook.com/assetsandaging and get a hold of me, get in contact with me, but begin to make a difference for your family. Purpose today that this will be the day, the month, and the year that you're going to make a difference for your family and make sure that when the rules change, and they're going to change, that your family is prepared and what you worked a lifetime for isn't flushed down the drain because you chose to wait. assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, or 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. This has been and will remain as long as possible, you know, God willing and the creek don't rise, to be California's single best source on the issues of aging. Take advantage of me and this program and what I do, is because I won't be here forever. So do it today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Pick up the phone, go to the computer, go to assetsandaging.com. Give me a call at 800-999-8007. But make sure your family is not victimized by what's coming. You're prepared for what's coming. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you here again next week or in my office or at one of my upcoming workshops. I hope you have a great day and a happy new year.